erasing hate, if only it were that easy with an eraser, you know. This guy actually does make it look that easy.
What's going on, guys? Erasing hate here in the back of an elementary school.
That's Corey Fleischer, and here's what you see in that Instagram video. Bald white guy, mid-30s, ripped. He's wearing a tactical vest and army fatigue pants, and he's in front of a brick wall at an elementary school where someone spray-painted a swastika.
It is Sunday. We're here to remove this before the kids get here on Monday. Let's go!
Fleischer literally blasts it off the wall with a power washer. Corey Fleischer's Instagram account is called Erasing Hate, and he's posted hundreds of videos like that one. So far, his account has more than 53,000 followers.
So this is a movement that basically started here in Montreal that has now grown like a wildfire right around the world. And basically what it is people report any hate that they see anywhere in the world. And then within 24 to 48 hours, that hate will be removed for you free of charge. And, you know, it started off as something that I was doing here in Montreal and started posting some of my videos, some of my content on Facebook and on Instagram, and started getting a lot of phone calls of people around the world asking me to help them, and kind of figured out that it's almost easier for me to erase hate on the other side of the world than it is for me to actually do it here in Montreal.
So, Corey, you're a power washer by trade. I mean, you must have like a huge Rolodex of other power washers around the world. Like if some graffiti pops up in Melbourne, Australia, do you know somebody there who can clean it up?
You know, the Rolodex really realistically doesn't need to be power washers or graffiti removers. What we're starting to see is a lot of regular people who have never done anything with any sort of removals or nothing to do with power washing, nothing to do with anything, kind of stepping in to do these removals. And it's inspiring a lot of people. And when you're actually doing the removal, the feeling you get empowers you.
When you say, Corey, that it's easier to erase graffiti around the world, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, okay, so, you know, just for instance, you know, we're talking Australia 3 minutes ago. I mean, I did a removal last week in Australia. It took me 45 minutes to do it. So what will happen is if it's here in Montreal, I have to get to my shop. I have to grab my truck, and then I have to basically get out to where that hate is, okay? It could take within an hour to 2 hours. Last week in Australia, I put down on my social media the location, the tools that they needed to erase a markered swastika that was on a bench, and within 45 minutes, it was gone.
I mean, it's sad to say, but this could turn into a full-time gig for you.
Oh, no, this is a full-time gig. This is something that I'm doing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when I tell everybody, you know, I eat hate for breakfast, I'm eating hate for lunch, I'm eating hate for dinner, and when I go to bed at night, I'm dreaming about hate.
It doesn't sound like necessarily a pleasant experience living with so much hate in your life.
You know what? I mean, you could look at it as a negative way and you could look at it as a positive way, right? So I feel empowered and I feel complete, and it really gives me a sense of, you know, of just, it's really hard to explain. But when you're there and you're removing it so that the next person comes by and doesn't have to see that, for me, I see it as a positive.
How did you start doing this? Like, do you remember the first time you intentionally said, that swastika's got to go, I'm scrubbing it down?
Yeah. One day I was here in Montreal, I was driving, we were in a very busy part of the city. I stopped at a light, and on a cinder block underneath that light was a spray-painted swastika on the cinder block. And, you know, I'm in my truck, I had all the tools in order to remove it, and I wish the story was that I hopped out of my truck and I whipped out my power washer and I removed my very first piece of hate, but that's not what happened. I drove by it. And the second that I drove by it, I had this terribly guilty feeling. I knew that I did something wrong and I felt sick with myself. I couldn't believe that I had the power to make a difference and that I didn't. And so I ended up going to my job, and around 2 to 3 hours later, I had this epiphany moment where I told everybody to pack up their stuff. I sent everybody home. I went back to that swastika and I removed it. And so that 15 seconds that it took me to remove that was something that I was searching for my whole life. I actually spent a lot of my life completely lost. I spent a lot of my life searching for completion. And that 15 seconds finally made me feel complete. And I didn't know how, but I knew that I needed that feeling again. And so what I would do is I would come home from work. I would, you know, take a shower, I'd grab my dog, and now I'm driving around the city looking for anything that I could find that was flagrant or demeaning towards any minority. And in the first 5 years, I removed 50 pieces, around 10 a year. I found myself and I removed myself. And so now with hundreds of thousands of people out there looking for it, it's much easier.
You do this with your dog?
I don't do the actual removal with the dogs, but, you know, I go searching with my dogs. So, you know, animals and dogs are a big part of my life.
I got to ask you one more thing, Corey, about the videos themselves. You clearly have something of a shtick. You look like a tough guy. You sound like an ESPN sportscaster.
What's going on, guys? The Racing Hate back at this game park. It's minus a million degrees outside. Want to thank everybody for pointing out that I missed the KKK. We don't leave hate behind.
Then you've got the soft side.
Guys, thank you very much for watching. Until the next time, we love you. And until the next time, you guys know it. We love you. We love you. Until the next time, we love you.
You know what? I mean, look, I think this all started off how people look at me. You know, a lot of people tell me that that I don't look like the friendliest guy, and that when they're walking on the street, if they didn't know me, that they would cross the street.
You got kind of a Vin Diesel thing going.
Yeah. You know, look, I'm bald. I'm a bigger guy. But, you know, if you got to know me, and if you ask anybody who knows me, they'll tell you that my look does not match my attitude and who I am as a person. And look, I feel that Racing Hate started off of me being, you know, an emotional person, a sensitive person, a person that's able to see things from other angles. And, you know, I could be erasing, you know, a 6-foot swastika listening to the Backstreet Boys. You know, I have a women's studies degree from university. You know, and I'm out here erasing swastikas and hate speech around the world. So if that doesn't prove to you that you can do whatever you want in life, then I don't know what does.
Corey Fleischer is the man behind the Instagram account Erasing Hate, and it is much more than an Instagram account, as you say. Corey, thanks a lot.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.